Sunshine Coast Council and organisers of the now cancelled Caloundra Music Festival are hopeful of bringing it back in 2025. The much-loved event has joined many other fallen festivals across the country this year. It comes just weeks after Splendour in the Grass announced the show would not go on and after the cancellation of Groove in the Moo. Sunshine Coast Council says the impacts of rising operational costs to deliver the festival, along with cost of living pressures reducing ticket event sales, with the reasons behind the decision to hit pause. A Markula man has been charged with a string of offences after another man was allegedly shot in Cairns. Police allege the 23-year-old local shot at the second person after a car crash back on March 28. The accused will face multiple charges in Cairns Magistrates Court next month, including intending to cause grievous bodily harm, illegal possession of firearms and drug charges. The woman who hit and killed two young men while they repaired a broken-down bus at Woombye 2 years ago has been jailed for 6.5 years but will serve less than half that sentence in custody. Kelly Renee Lidicote was found guilty of dangerous operation of a vehicle causing death while affected by prescription medication. The 45-year-old appearing via video link in Maroochydore District Court yesterday, where she was sentenced. She was also disqualified from driving for 5 years after being released from prison. Also making news, Sunshine Coast Airport is hopeful Jetstar's latest airfare sale will further boost tourism in the region. The airfare sale starts today for flights from the coast to and from Sydney, Melbourne and Adelaide. And a shed's been destroyed by fire at Imbal overnight. Fire crews were called to Willander Road shortly after 9 p.m. Luckily, no one was injured.